There's a thing that I read this morning, and I that this is the first Distracted Driving Awareness Week in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, we've been doing, or we've had distracted driving laws in place in Illinois for 7 years, and this is the first inaugural Distracted Driving Awareness Week. So
started on Sunday, runs through Saturday?
Yeah, but we're really doing our main enforcement push through the middle of the week. People are going to work and stuff, so.
It's easy just to say, okay, stay off your phones. But to be honest with you, it may be statistically one of the more significant areas, but distracted driving is just, it's not just a cell phone.
Well, here's why. You say statistically, and we were talking about a couple of the numbers right off the get-go. In 2015, 3,477 people were killed and 391,000 people injured with 81%. That's a staggering number. 81% of people admitting to texting or driving. What do you think about those other 19%?
Right.
They're liars.
That's interesting.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because we all do this. I mean, we all do this. We're all guilty of this at one point or another. And so we're really trying to push that awareness. We've had the books on the, or the laws on the books for 7 years now. It's time to stop the warnings, and we're starting to increase the enforcement.
And when you say increase enforcement, no more warning tickets.
Right.
Is that the subtext I'm thinking I'm joining?
$120 for citation.
You know, there are a lot of things out there. When it comes to community, when it comes to civilization, that you do so that the rest of the community is safe around you. If this was an issue about, you know, well, it's only going to hurt you, maybe it would be one thing or another. But school zones, you know, I see these
in
construction zones.
Right.
I mean, this is really a community safety issue.
Yes.
Whether it's a crosswalk in front of the high school or driving too quickly into a construction zone while a lot of workers are present, you're doing 75 and didn't see the signs. Well, I mean, you can literally start building this.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, the distracted driving laws change once you get into those two locations. And, you know, they say 19 and above, Bluetooth connected, and you're good to go. Until you get to school zones and construction zones, because exactly what you're saying, it's not about you at that point. It's about a whole lot of other people. And you know, you're talking about the community caretaking role. To be honest with you, I would much rather have this conversation with the folks in Radioland right here than standing at the side of their car. I don't want that. I don't want to charge them $120. That's not the point. We want the safety in the community. That's the point. We're really looking for voluntary compliance, basically.
There is a human response that when you're on the phone, and some people even question Bluetooth technology, hand-free technology in relationship to cell phones.
Safe.
Because the human brain envisions, they know the person they're talking to, they envision that person's face in their mind.
Yeah.
They literally hear that person's inflection or whatever the case, and then in their mind, they start to say, this is what this person
Virginia
is looking
Tech
like.
Virginia Technical Institution did a study on this thing, and they actually found that hands-free is not risk-free at all.
Right. Because it's your mind.
It is. Your mind is in that conversation. It's not that phone in and of itself is not the danger. It's the conversation and what it's taking out of your brain that is the danger. So hands-free is not risk-free.
It's interesting because a lot of this research was done based on some other research done with airline pilots.
Right.
Where they train them not to imagine the person's face that they're talking to on the radio while they're landing in an airplane.
Right.
Now, when it comes to this, you know, it's interesting because we can talk about you know, extreme behaviors, kids driving a little fast, not knowing the rules of the road, you know, playing it loose and easy because, well, you're immortal when you're 19.
Yeah.
I know because I was immortal for a long time when I was 19.
Now I've gotten a little older and I've learned that it hurts.
It does. It does. It hurts. Well, you know what we're interesting is what we're talking about is an entire demographic, and the demographic is people who drive.
And that's the thing. You know, they did studies of this thing trying to figure out what age group is responsible for this. You know, one of the biggest consumers is people your and I's age.
Really?
Yes. It's not the kids necessarily because they've had this, especially in the driver's ed, you know, circles, they've had this training all along. And so to them, it's no big deal.
Well,
but for us.
That's like my friend Bill Ecker, who partners with the Williamson County Sheriff Department. This is something he feels very strongly about. I mean, they've put their money where their mouth is.
Yes.
I mean, because we're talking about you have partnered with AAA. We see insurance companies partner with a local sheriff's department to educate young drivers on this. And I was kidding this morning that you were coming in. I say, you'd think it'd just be as simple as saying, don't use your cell phones when you're behind the wheel, but it's not that simple.
It's much deeper. Yeah.
It is, because there's a lot of different kinds of distracted driving. I'm curious, your personal experience, the most unusual case of somebody doing something behind the wheel that you just kind of scratched your head and shook your head and went, whoa, man, I how am I going to write this up? Right?
I can't discuss that
you
on
really?
Air,
Tom. Sex then, right? It was sex, right?
No.
No? Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you off air. It's a good story.
Now I can't even. Now you've challenged me because I've seen newspapers opened all the way, right, on the wheel with hands on the steering wheel with a newspaper in front of their field of view driving down the road. That was Route 13 in front of Route 13 Carterville.
Well, and that's the thing. I always pose this question to people. Are there dumb things that you can do in your car that are not against the law?
Is it
illegal for you to pick up a newspaper and drape it across the steering wheel? Is it illegal for you?
I thought it was. I swear to God.
Quote unquote distraction, but the act of, you see what I'm saying? So is it illegal for you to pick up stuff out of the floorboard? Is it illegal for you to change a radio station? Why would you do that, right? But anyway, all of those things, is it illegal for you to look back and yell at your little brother or sister sitting in the back seat?
All right. Can I ask you a question that I've always wondered about?
Sure.
Is it illegal to wear flip-flops while you drive?
It is not. I've done a computer search of the IVC, and that goes back to that, are there dumb things that you can do in your car that are not against the law? Is it a good idea for you to drive down the roadway with flip-flops on? Absolutely not. But is it illegal? No.
Volume of music is not illegal, but volume has been proven to increase distraction.
Absolutely. So anything that you're doing that is taking your attention away from the roadway and operating your vehicle in a safe manner, that's a distraction, and that's the issue.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking about this on the air a couple of weeks back. My girlfriend, Kate, I had spent with the Air Force a number of years in Germany. And she says, you want to talk about somebody who says, when you're behind the wheel, you better be driving.
Right.
An entire car culture that's based on you better your tire, that's all you have on tread, that's how much gas you had in your tank and you ran out on the Autobahn, that's going to cost you, pal.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They don't say it's going to cost you, pal. They say, better boatin'.
Yeah, it's a very different mentality.
Says, very different mentality, because when you're driving 100 miles an hour, your tires aren't ready, that's your fault.
Yes.
It's interesting because Will finds work. People have this need for immediate satisfaction. Their id says, look, the phone's ringing, answer it.
I know, right?
We're conditioned to that. I mean, are we making strides or are we going the wrong way on this, Joey?
See, and that's why I like the education component of this. I would much rather have this conversation in this manner than I would in regards to fines. I think that education is a much more effective tool than enforcement, but we as a society, we require that. I mean, it's just an unfortunate human learning behavior attribute.
Well, I kind of... Since you admit we all did it, do it. I have done it. I've stopped. I was on the phone with my boss discussing a problem when I was out of town. And as I was coming into a construction zone, the last phrase he heard me say is, I'm about to die, so I'm going to hang up now.
Click.
Because I was about to die and I needed to hang up.
Right.
And that pretty much broke me, I think.
Right.
Right? That
right.
One moment, because I had people who were counting on me to drive responsibly.
Right.
And that's another thing that I found fueled my self-discipline. There are people in the car that are counting on me.
Sure.
And the second order of effect is there are people who I do not know are counting on me not being stupid, too.
And that's the thing. I mean, you're on the roadway with people that you don't even know or care about. But when you get down to looking at those numbers, you know, you talk 3,477 people in 2015. It looks like a mark on a spreadsheet, but that is a human being. That is someone's family. That is someone's mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, whatever they are someone to somebody. And so don't look at those people around you as just another driver, get out of my way. Look at them as the human beings that they are.
Yeah, they're not part of the landscape.
No.
We can say it, and you and I have time and time again. I don't know what's most effectual. I mean, let's look at my personal experience I just told you about. It came to a point where, you know, I had a flashbulb moment.
Mm-hmm.
So now stop it, right? I mean,
right.
It worked for me,
right.
Even though you and I, to be honest, had talked about it a long time. It had its effect, but my definitive was something that personally happened. Does everybody have to have something personally happen, or can we learn from other people's mistakes?
I would hope so, and I mean, people learn in different manners. I'm a very visual, hands-on learner, so if I can wrap my hands around it and understand it, then I'm good to go. But there are a lot of people, like my son, for instance. He can read a book, and he gets it. I'm not that way. I've got to be able to wrap my hands around it, and so for me and for other people, we just learn differently. And so
it's interesting you say this, because I was reading a piece, an author that I really enjoy, and he says really the only time you are learning if it's unpleasant.
Unfortunately.
That the lack of learning has to be unpleasant or it doesn't work. And I don't know that I believe that, but I understand what he's saying.
I understand the concept. I personally like to chuckle. You know, I when I present in the driver's ed circles, I like to be fun and interesting, because if I'm laughing, I'm learning. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
It is. I mean, that's just a personal learning style for me. And so this education component really, really hits home with me versus somebody else needing a citation. And unfortunately, I mean, it has to happen occasionally. And we'd rather not.
Let's talk about that. Yesterday, I saw a trooper in the Wolf Creek Construction Zone, mm-hmm. clearly part of the Distracted Driving Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. Illinois State Police are going out. I know there's local sheriff's departments, including Williamson County, who are putting troopers out to sheriff's department deputies to cover this.
Right.
If I come popping into this construction zone at 60 miles an hour talking on my cell phone, how much that cost me, Joey?
Well, $375 for the speeding in the construction zone, then an additional $120 for the distracted driving. So do the math real quick. $590. Did I do it right?
Yep. And then here you are with the say you're involved in a crash. And you think, oh, man, I was on the phone. I'm going to put the phone in the glove box. Nobody will see it. You have the right to take a look at that phone.
Yeah. I'll ask it for it anyway. I mean, I'll ask. The thing about it is cell phones are protected under constitutional law as a container, basically. And so we may ask for consent. You know, we may take, hey.
You can pull records.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Secretary of State and I have talked about this extensively. They have the right to pull those records. This car crash happened at 7:33 a.m. They pull your phone records and they say, oh, look, you text at 7:30, 7:32, 7:30.
Right. And, you know, when we get involved in the high-profile cases, the traffic fatalities where someone has died, absolutely. We'll absolutely subpoena those records, pull that, get that information downloaded, whatever the case may be. But for the average traffic citation, I'm not going to take the time to subpoena that. But still, the fact is you're doing it, and we saw you.
Kids in the back seat watching mom and dad talk and text on the phone. They've been given tacit approval to do the same.
That's basically it. You're sitting there looking at your mom and dad doing this. You are by default teaching them that this is okay. You're exactly right. We learn by emulation, and that's what's happening. Is this new group of kids is sitting there watching mom and dad, which have never grown up with this and are now facing this issue. They're looking at this going, man, is this okay for me? Yeah, probably. But
mom and dad do it.
Yeah, mom and dad do it.
You did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trooper Joey Watson, it's always good to see you,
hey,
pal.
It's good to have
you. Good luck. And these people in the construction zones, the other drivers, and your own safety. Distracted Driving Week. Start practicing now saying, no, it can wait till I get home.
Amen.
It can wait till I pull over. It can wait.